summer's just around the corner. Maybe you're going to finally get away, go on a summer vacation that your family been putting off. The Canadian Airlines are saying, we're geared up. We're ready for summer travel. Don't you worry. We will be able to fly you. It will not be a repeat of last summer. You remember last summer, people, their bags were not arriving until after they were home for about 3 weeks. And then, oh, here's your bags you wanted on the trip with you. Sorry they didn't make it. Airlines are rolling out a bigger flight schedules this summer. Canada's airlines and airports say they're prepared for the coming travel season and have enough staff, backup planes, and resources to avoid a repeat of the long waits and luggage debacle that happened last summer. I was reading that Toronto Star says that they've scheduled 16,100 departures at Toronto Pearson for July. That is 1,000 more than last July. Are they going to be ready? WestJet said they plan to hire 2,000 people this year. We'll be okay. We've been preparing for the summer for some time. And we are working hard with third parties to ensure that they are prepared as well. Same deal for Air Canada. They're saying we're ready to go. We're working with third parties and we should be okay. We're planning ahead. How's this going to affect you? Well, the GTAA, who run things at Pearson Airport, it's the busiest airport in the country, say that it's all good, man. It's all good, man. This is Deborah Flint. She's saying this summer will be better than last year. By the way, she's the president and chief executive officer of the Greater Toronto Airports Authority.
Our focus since last year has been to rebuild the trust, to regain the confidence of our customers, to bring reliability and predictability to air travel. This comes from how deeply we have heard our customers. The anxiety, the uncertainty, the frustration, and the lack of control that was felt by passengers last year is one that we will never forget.
Yeah, we thought things were going to be okay last year. So fool me once, I say. Here she is talking about how it's. I'm not saying everything's going to be perfect.
It is travel, after all. We know there will be disruptive weather. There will still some pandemic spillover effects like labor softness. Mm-hmm. But collectively, we are far more prepared and coordinated. And that is for both operations during regular times and during irregular operations as well.
Yeah, but weather in the summer? Alex Pearson was had Captain Tim Perry, who's Canadian president of the Airline Pilots Association, on her show today. They represent 1,850 pilots at WestJet and Swoop. And Tim Perry was talking about the fact that we might be facing a serious pilot shortage.
But I think to call it a pilot shortage mm-hmm. is an oversimplification. We really have an attraction and retention issue. Right. Where pilots are, in many, many cases, just leaving their job for a better one mm-hmm. somewhere else in Canada or somewhere else in the world. And that really does strain the system.
And he also was talking about air traffic controllers and that they've been saying, yeah, they're having problems keeping people as well.
We are in touch with the air traffic controllers as well. And they've been saying for quite some time that they're not doing enough to attract and retain air traffic controllers. And you know, it's not the kind of problem that you can ignore for a long period of time. You maybe can ignore it for a short period of time, but all that catches up with you as the summer approaches. And so we absolutely have to do it. Both pilots and air traffic controllers are, you know, it's a specialized skill set, and it's globally in demand. So we can't just ignore the problem.
I don't know about you. I love to travel. And the idea that we could have a shortage of air traffic controllers scares the heck out of me. Almost more than the pilot problem, right? Because these are the people that make sure that people don't bash into people on runways in the air. It's all has to be timed. These are people that are highly skilled. And last weekend, a shortage of air traffic controllers at Toronto Pearson caused several flight delays. And that is, that's worrisome, right? NAVCAN, the nonprofit that owns and operates the country's civil air navigation service, they're saying they're ill-prepared for the summer. Not great. Dave Flowers is president of District 140 of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. He joins the Kelly Cotrera Show to talk about the people like your baggage handlers and other people like marshalling aircrafts is a big job and screening passengers and security. Are they going to be ready? So, Dave, welcome to the show. I mean, we've heard, you know, there is some doubt, at least with the pilots and with the NAV Canada, that they're going to be ready for this season, this summer season approaching us. How do you feel?
Hi, Kelly. Thanks for having us on. Yeah, I just heard the clip you played from the pilots union there, and very similar. Listen, I can't fault the GTA and the employers for trying. Unlike last year, we went into the summer, I thought, very ill-prepared with the amount of staff we had hired. This year, they're not lying. They've been putting on hiring campaigns all over the place, and they've hired quite a few. What's unlike years past is, and this is very similar to what the pilot unions have been telling you, and we have mechanic workers and maintenance workers for the aircraft as well, too, and skilled trades are in high demand and hard to come by. We, too, are having attraction and retention problems. So they've hired quite a few, but this is a stat that's, unlike years in the past, is when people used to work at Air Canada, it was lifetime jobs. When people worked for screening unions, it was lifetime jobs. A stat that was put out in our recent bargaining says 58% of our staff has been hired in 2 years or less, which is something that we've never had to deal with. So they are hiring. Retaining is the issue. Is competitive wages? It's a hard job. There's a lot of stress and pressure that goes under this job. So we've had a hard time keeping people. So it's a constant turnover, which in turn causes a lot of training issues, and it also causes backlogs at Transport Canada for getting your clearance. So when you're constantly turning over like this, it creates new problems. Solve one problem, create a new problem.
Listen, let me ask you this. It never occurred to me to ask this question, but who pays for the baggage handlers? Is it the airline? Is it the airport? Who's in charge of paying those people appropriately?
Yeah, it would all be the airlines and the employers themselves would set their own wages, which is, again, in turn created a little bit of a competitive market there at the airport. So robbing from Peter to give to Paul. Because Transport Canada and clearance is an issue and training is an issue, you're at a premium if you come with all those ahead of time. So you find companies are kind of pillaging from one another. So one company might help themselves by taking from another employee by offering 50 cents more, but it's created a little bit of a market of stealing from one another there.
Right. Now, what about your... folks that marshal aircrafts and screen passengers, that seems a little bit more specialized than, handling bags. So where's the problem there with retention?
It's all about it. I mean, it's been a difficulty for us. Again, they've been hiring. They've been, I think Air Canada's hired a few hundred here in Toronto just in the past couple of months. The Garda Screening Services has done the same. They've overhired, if anything. But again, the training becomes the difficulty. So simply hiring them and saying you have the numbers on staff is only half the problem. Keeping them and then getting them fully up trained in time for the summer rush is going to be a problem in itself, and only time will tell if they've done enough to prepare.
Do we have enough people? You say there's a problem with not only attraction but retention. Do we have enough senior people that can train and pass on their wisdom to the new recruits?
No. Again, we're similar to what the pilots union said there. I apologize, I didn't hear the gentleman's name, but I heard the quote from earlier.
Yep, Tim Perry.
Perry. We're losing a lot of our senior staff, especially in the skilled trades market. Like when it comes to our mechanics that work after the aircrafts, companies like Air Canada are struggling to keep them, so they're leaving. So yeah, training is becoming and passing knowledge is becoming a real issue. And again, we've never seen this before. We've never had turnover like we've had now. We've never had it so that we've had so many new hires all at once.
So Dave, what do you say to the people listening that have booked a vacation or are planning to fly this summer? Are you best to go with the reputable airlines, pay the most money? Hopefully you'll get where you're going.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think that one will have a benefit over the other when it comes to the lineup fit security and things like that. So you're subject to the same problem wherever you go. I wouldn't obviously encourage people not to travel. I would say that, be prepared that the summer could bring something similar to last summer if we can't retain all of these new hires. get to the airport early and please be patient with our members. Yeah. It's typically not our members causing the issues. And last year we had a lot of upset passengers, which was understandable, taking it out on the frontline staff who really have nothing to do with the problems that have started.
Listen, Dave, I got my fingers crossed for everybody traveling. I hope things work out. Looks like it's time for me to invest in one of those dresses you can wear 16 different ways that they sell on the internet, because
right,
I'm never going to pack a bag again.
That's right, Kelly.
All right. Have yourself a great day, Dave.
Thanks for having us.
Cheers. Dave Flowers, president of District 140 of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.